Healthcare officials representing state hospitals say they are disappointed with the governor's decision to cut roughly $34 million in funding to what are called critical access hospitals. Critical access hospitals are federally designated hospitals that are more than 35 miles away from another hospital. Advocates say those hospitals are already underfunded. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist says the governor's executive budget did have funding for hospitals, but the Republican budget forced hard choices.
They didn't fund cybersecurity for the Department of Technology Management and Budget. That puts the Social Security numbers of people in the state of Michigan who are getting services at risk. They did things that were risky and dangerous and irresponsible, and it was our responsibility to fix those things.
Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield said in a statement he was disappointed the governor used local hospitals as, quote, political pawns. I'm Ben Thorpe.